Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tour Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Buildings have not only addresses, but often names too, yet in Vienna, no one seems to use them. But Monocle's Alexei Korolev does. This week, his tour story is about the naming game in Vienna.
Live in Vienna long enough and you begin to see past its tired imperial facade. You begin to see it for the medieval city that it really is. The geometric streets, the busy little market squares, the intricate and isolated life of neighbourhoods, the centuries-old guilds and trade unions, the fierce local politics, the spirit of the place. Live in Vienna long enough and you begin to see that lots of things have names. Street corners, fountains, trams, and not just any old names. Sure, they may have once originated in someone's vivid imagination, but they've since taken on an official role. In my home city of Moscow, things also have names. Buildings, for instance, the infamous house and the embankment, the postmodernist Eckhaus, but these are all colloquial names, unsanctioned, unreal. In Vienna, house names are set on paper and in stone.
Can you see the name from here?
Say it for me.
Windmühlhof.
Say it in a high voice.
Windmühlhof.
That's me with my friend Markus Nutzinger on the hunt for names.
Generalihof.
Generalihof.
Until the late 18th century, when Empress Marie Therese introduced street numbering, house names were the only points of orientation in a rapidly growing city.
Yes, if you turn left at the St. George the Knight and go past the Golden Snake, you'll find yourself right in front of the four white horses.
I just told you how to get to my house, by the way. The names will usually announce a local or personal connection, referring to an original owner or architect, their business or place of origin, or to some funny stuff like snakes and horses. Other popular monikers include the Holy Trinity and related godly matters, foodstuffs, flower beds, professions, and fortunate occasions. This naming tradition survived well into the 20th century. As recent as the 1990s, apartment blocks were christened after famous dwellers and public figures. And even today, some new builds will get a title too. All this creates a sense of continuity that binds this city together, in a bond that is much stronger than Mozart and Schubert. The only question is, will my name or yours ever get pride of place among the St. George's and St. Florian's? Well, I guess if someday I build my own house, I could name it anything I want. I like my name. For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.